Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, let me hear you say it.
Welcome to MCI Ministry Radio, the Great Awakening, the Blazing Altar. Amen. So I thank God for the first revival, amen, that God has blessed us with. And I thank God for those powerful men of God, amen, that brought forth some powerful words, amen. They dug deep, y'all. Hallelujah. So I thank and praise God for Bishop Thurman Butler. Come on, hallelujah, come on, let's give God some praise before I get started, y'all. Come on, come on, come on, Bishop Butler, praise God, hallelujah, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil, Amen. They came forth with power and authority, doing what God has called them to do. So I give them a hand clap of praise, amen, because there's not many men that still yet standing. Y'all better talk to me today, praise God, hallelujah. Glory to God. A lot of the men in the past have been thrown in the towel, praise God, but they're still yet standing. So we thank God for the altar, y'all. Come on, hallelujah. All right, let me pray, because I done got excited, y'all, hallelujah. It took all of me yesterday to keep my mouth shut. Amen. Praise God. So let me pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, yes, Holy Spirit, God, I come and I bless your holy name, Father God, for who you are on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, as I open up the airways, oh God, yes, Holy Spirit, I'm asking, Father God, that you would send a powerful word, God, to thy people. My God, I give you glory. Open up our hearts, God. Open up our minds. Open up our spirit, God, tonight. God, in the name of Jesus, God, remove all doubt, unbelief, God, out of our hearts today, Lord God. Hallelujah, that we may be receptive, God, to your word and produce, God, produce a hundredfold of harvest, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you, Lord God. I bless you, God, and I lift you up, God, today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Holy Spirit. God, I pray, God, yes, God, I thank you, Lord, even now, Lord, yes, I hear you, Holy Ghost. I thank you for the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding that only you can give. And, Lord, I give you glory. I give you glory. Come on, y'all. I give you glory. Come on. I give you glory, God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. And we bless you, Father, for what you're getting ready to do for thy people, God. Open it up for them, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Today, amen, I'm going to go. It's so hard to follow, amen, these men of God. Praise God. But I'm going to go because God is speaking to us. Amen. This is the third night, as you know. Praise God. Hallelujah. And as I was laying before the Lord this morning, amen, he gave me a title, Set It Off. Set It Off. Glory to God. Glory to God. So people of God, let's set it off today. Praise God. And I'm like, Lord, you something. Hallelujah. So we're going to set it off today. Praise God. And let God have his way. But I'm coming from Leviticus, the sixth chapter, two verses 12 through 13. Amen. If you have your Bibles, y'all, come on with me today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Leviticus. I'm going to Leviticus, y'all. I'm going to the beginning of the book. Amen. Praise God. Leviticus 6. And we're talking about fire on the altar. Fire on the altar. How many here needs the fire to fall in your life again? Amen. Praise God. We need the fire, y'all. We need the fire. Amen. Hallelujah. I came downstairs for to do the radio show. Praise God. And Pastor had a relaxing sound on. It was a cozy sound of fireplace. Amen. I bust out laughing, so I thank God. But anyway, thank you, Pastor, keeping it real, McNeil. Amen. For the fire. Amen. Leviticus reads like this. And the fire on the altar shall be kept burning on it. It shall not be put out. And the priest shall burn wood on it every morning. Come on, I'm talking to somebody today. It shall be burning every morning, he said, and lay the burnt offering in order upon it. And it shall burn on it the fat of the peace offering. The fire shall ever be burning upon the altar, and it shall never go out. Now, Bishop talked about the peace offering. I'm not going to touch that, praise God, hallelujah, because he talked about all the offerings on yesterday, hallelujah. So here, amen, praise God, I want to point out some things, amen, to us today, the altar, amen. There is a song that I recently heard that says, give me more of you. And the thought that came into my head was, instead of saying, give me more of you to God, we shall be saying, take more of me. Remove the junk. Come on, so now I'm talking to us today. I'm going to say, God, remove the junk, wash the stains away, make me more like Christ in everything I do and say. How can we make that change in our lives? Come on, somebody. It's a question today. By confessing who God is, by worship at his throne, and saying he is what? He's Alpha and he's Omega. He is the beginning and he is this. Oh, come on, somebody, the end. We are to go to that altar, praise God, lifting up the name of Jesus. First, we got to come to repentance. Come on, somebody, because sometimes, amen, praise God, we are still yet holding on to some things. We are still holding on to bitterness. We are still holding on to anger. We are still holding on to resentment, praise God. So first, we got to clear out our heart. Come on, somebody. I'm talking about a heart fixer today, praise God. Hallelujah. And then we can go and worship the Lord at his altar. We're not going to tear the altar down. We're going to rebuild that altar tonight, praise God, hallelujah, because somebody's altar been torn down, praise God, hallelujah, but we're going to bring it back up today, praise God. When there has been a fire lit on the inside of you, there is a change, an altering, come on, somebody, of your thinking. I'm not going to go, amen, praise God, I heard so much word, praise God, but your thinking has to be altered, praise God. You don't do the same things you used to do, come on, somebody. You don't go the same places that you used to go, come on. You don't hang around the same people you used to hang around with because you are carrying something. Oh, come on, somebody. Somebody say, I'm carrying something. I'm carrying something big. I'm carrying glory to God. Glory to God. I'm carrying something. Like Jeremiah the prophet that had that fire shut up in his bones. Amen. What is the fire? It says in Hebrews 12. Amen. Praise God that our God is a consuming fire. Somebody shout out, God is a consuming fire. Praise God. I hear somebody tongues going on. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. It is manifest through the Holy Ghost. Referred in Isaiah 4 as a spirit of burning. In my study for the message, God spoke to my heart concerning an important issue that we are priests to the living God, and every day we need to put our pride on the altar for burning, just as the priest put the wood on the altar. Oh, come on, somebody, to burn the offering, praise God. Somehow, somewhere, God's fire changed you, praise God. It changed me. Let me go over how that change took place. And many of you can probably relate, praise God. First, there was a complete change of heart. Somebody say a change of heart. It starts there, praise God. It starts, come on, somebody. That starts with the word of God. The word of God. Somebody say, pick up the word of God. You will get to know all about them before you know it. Praise God. Everything starts changing. Your mindset starts changing. You start acting different. You start speaking different. You start walking different. Oh, come on, my God, I give you glory. Second, there was a spiritual about the face and in our lives, embodied by submission to the Holy Spirit. How many know that we need the Holy Spirit? We need God. We need the Holy Spirit. When I can't find something, I say, Holy Spirit, help me to find it. Praise God. Holy Spirit, you lead me. You guide me. Holy Spirit, keep my mouth shut when I want to say something. Oh, come on, somebody. Third, there was a change of your view, nourished by the service for Christ. Finally, there was a change of purpose, fed by worship at his throne. When you begin to worship at his throne, praise God, you don't want to get out of his presence. There's a sweetness in his presence at the altar. Somebody say, it's at the altar. It's at the altar. You're looking for a lot of things, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, but it's at the altar, praise God. Hallelujah. Once you get the altar, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Everything, yeah, oh, come on, get alignment with God, because now you're at the altar, praise God. You know, God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, right? And all the other things shall be added unto us. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I'm at the altar today. I done built a new altar. I done tore down the old raggedy altar. I'm building a new altar. I'm putting more fire on my altar. Come Come on, somebody. If we are going to change, the generation is going to have to start with us first. We get the revival first. I don't know. Praise God. I always tell God, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. When the word comes and when God begins to tell us to do something, he gives us instruction. He gives us a blueprint, praise God. It starts with us. The revival starts with me. The revival starts with you, praise God. We need a fire burning in our heart for the things of God. We must sanctify and purify our life before anything will happen with this generation. This generation, praise God, hallelujah. They need us, y'all. They need us. They need the ones that God called out and he anointed, he appointed, he poured oil on us, and then he put fire on the inside. But somewhere down the line, praise God, somebody must have threw some water on us, praise God, to put the fire out, praise God, hallelujah. But I decree and declare today that the fire of God will burn again, and it will burn in a supernatural, extraordinary way in our lives. Guidance, guidance, guidance. Which is guidance by no other than the Holy Spirit, who was sent for the direct reason to be our counselor. Oh, come on, somebody. So if we ever get to the point in our in our ministry that you say that what am I going to do next, praise God. And that's where some of us at right now. We want to know what's next. Stop everything and listen. Somebody say, listen. Listen to your spirit, because in Exodus 13 and 21, it says, and the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud and led them along the way, and by night in the pillar of fire to give them light, that they might travel by day and by night. The pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night did not depart from the people. They did not depart, oh yes, Holy Spirit, before the people, y'all. I really feel that the way the Lord leads us is by our spirit. The Bible said that the spirit of a man is the candle of the Lord. So when you cannot hear God's voice, your spirit man, oh, come on, Holy Ghost, because the Bible says that the Holy Spirit is constantly speaking to us, praise God. Have he told you to go to the altar for the direction that you need, praise God, hallelujah. Is there a burning passion on the inside of you, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. There has to be another fire that God wants to put in us, praise God, because the world today, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, they need the people of God, amen. Have you ever asked God, glory to God, glory to God. We know that nobody wants to go to hell because of the fire. We know about the fire, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. But this nation right here, let us stress that you, that what going on that is going to take our generation, amen, we're going to need the passion and the fire burning in our hearts for this generation, the passion that says, I will not see one person go to hell. Come on, somebody. That's why we're at the altar. That's why we are praying. That's why we believe in God. This generation has a hard shell, y'all. Oh, come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. They have been blinded by filth, drugs, and alcohol, sex, whatever it may be, things on the TV, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God. That's what God was speaking to me today, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, yes, it's called filth, amen, praise God. Yes, God, you can't just preach to this generation and change anything. They need something they can see. Oh, come on, somebody. Something that's real. Come on, my God, I give you the glory. They ain't looking for the sugarcoat message no more. These people are dying out here. They're looking for the real deal. Come on, my God, I give you glory. They're looking, amen, they want to see the fire. They don't want to see all the woe is me things, amen, praise God, because they need to hold on to your shoulder. Oh, come on, my God, I give you the glory. See, I hear the Lord say they need to hold on to your shoulder, amen, to bring forth strength in their lives, amen. They want the real thing. Somebody say the real deal, the real deal. They want the real thing, amen. They need the Holy Ghost to come in power in our lives. us. We are that fire that is going to melt the hard shells of this generation. We need to go out from place. Oh, come on, somebody. With a fire in our heart and a gold in our mind. Come on, my God, I give you glory. More than just getting a church that we can preach in. Come on, my God, I give you the glory. But we need to go out and consume this generation for Christ. Somebody say, fire fall. Fire fall on me. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Oh, my God, I give you the glory. The authority, the standard. And, you know, I thought about this. Amen. Praise God. And I had to go look it up because the Star Spangled Banner, the song, amen, and with the lyrics and by Francis Scott King and penned and by Key after he had witnessed the success and defense of the city of Baltimore by U.S. troops against a British attack in 1814. It soon became a popular song. It was adopted as the nation anthem in the United States in 1931. Our banner, come on, that's their banner. Our banner is the Lord Jesus Christ. And Leviticus is viewed as God's instruction manual to live holy for the church. Come on, my God, I give you the glory. With this in mind, it leads me to the conclusion that our lives must be a holy living sacrifice unto God before His fire will fall upon us. How many want the fire to fall? The fire to fall. Come on, I'm speaking the fire fall upon you as a prophet of God. The fire fall on them right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Distance is not a barrier. Oh, come on, my God, I give you the glory. God is able to make the fire, come on, alive in your life, praise God, like never before. We are that standard, or standard in this generation. It says in Psalm 104 and 4, he makes his messengers, oh, come on, somebody, winds, and his ministers a flame of fire. He makes his ministers a flame of fire. You might be going through hell and high waters, trial after trial after trial. Oh, come on, somebody, I give you glory, God. But let me tell you something. It is about the fire that God is giving you, praise God. You might have been going through many trials, tribulations, or whatever you've been going through, praise God. But it's anointing you for even greater works for the Lord. We are that fire. Come on, somebody. We are that fire. I'm talking to us today that will go out and change the world for Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody say, I'm going to do it, praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to change the world. After I have been at the altar, come on, my God, I give you glory. After I have set myself at the altar and got my instructions, my guidance, and got the authority from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Now he's going to send us out with the fire. Oh, y'all talk to me today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God the glory. If you ever lose the fire, you need to get to the altar again. Oh, come on. Thinking about the altar, there's been times in my life that the trials were so hard, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, that I had to literally crawl to the altar. How I was going to get a word out, that's how hurt I was. Come on, somebody. That's how the trials was in my life, praise God. If I could just get to God's altar, I might cannot speak a word, God. But God know my groan is joy. God, you know all about me, Lord Jesus. Until I sit there a little longer, and then I start humming a little song. Come on, somebody. I'm not a singer, but I love to sing for God. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost. And I start rocking back and forth. And all of a sudden, glory to God, the Holy Spirit rise up on the inside. Yes, Holy Ghost. Because somebody needs it right now. Somebody needs a touch from God. Somebody needs a fire lit again, praise God. There's a fire that's on the inside of it. And don't let it go out no more, praise God, saith the Lord thy God. There is a fire on the altar, y'all. There is a fire on the altar. according to Leviticus 6 and 13, fire shall be kept burning on the altar continually. It shall not go out, saith the Lord. That's his word, y'all. So if the flame is dying, get to the altar. My God, I give you glory. You say, where is the altar? The altar is your prayer closet. The altar is a place where you go to kneel before God. The place that God will meet you there, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. When you set yourself, your time apart to God and watch out, because he will consume you. Oh, come on, somebody need a touch from the Lord. Somebody say, I need a touch from God. I know that God will consume me, praise God. Hallelujah. I'm not going to be here long today because there's a blazing altar that God is getting ready to move upon, praise God. And as we begin, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, God himself, praise God, hallelujah, will light a new fire on the inside of you. There's a fire, amen, praise God. And I hear the Holy Spirit, glory to God, glory to God. The God is saying, I'm going to light that fire. The great awakening is going to wake you up again, praise God. There's a blazing altar, praise God, that God wants you to reach, praise God. There's a place that God wants you to kneel. There's a place that God wants you to get. There's a ministry that God wants to pull out of you. Oh, Holy Ghost, I thank you. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Don't you go nowhere, praise God, hallelujah. I'm going to go to a song and I'll be right back, praise God. You got to hear what God is saying today, praise God, because the altar of God is coming back to the church. Amen, praise God. It's coming to your house. Wherever you at, that's going to be your altar. Amen, praise God. You're not going to be ashamed no more. You're going to get bold in the Lord. My God, I give you glory.
Deliver me, the love I seem to do.
All right. Deliver me, Lord. That is a new song, amen, that we can sing daily. Lord, deliver me. Praise God. Hallelujah. On that altar, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. God want to put a fire in us to burn out everything. Amen. Praise God. That Jesus could come by with a fan in his hand. Praise God. To burn out all, everything that messes us up. Praise God. Hallelujah. The fire on the altar signifies prayers of the saints. Come on, my God, I give you glory. There needs to be a burden on our heart, amen, praise God, for this generation, praise God, to manifest through prayer, amen, hallelujah. You know, I pray today that God will give us the grace to pray more, amen, praise God, because we need an extraordinary grace, amen, to pray on the altar, amen, praise God. Though they want to tear their altar down, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, I don't know about you, praise God, but I need my altar. Somebody shout with me. I need my altar. Praise God. Hallelujah. That is my communication to the Lord Jesus Christ. That is my direct line. Praise God. Hallelujah. When you can't reach nobody, when you can't even get in touch with nobody, praise God. Hallelujah. You can go to the altar of God. Amen. And you ain't got to worry about your business getting in the street. Amen. Praise God. Because why? You done took it to the Lord in prayer. Amen. My God, I give you the glory. With everything coming against this generation, my God, it's going to take divine intervention to change their course, y'all. Come on, we need to get to the altar. Hallelujah. Because let me tell you, this generation right here, praise God, if you look around, they are hell bound, and we don't want nobody to go to hell. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, when I have delivered you, praise God, you go back and strengthen your brother. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. So therefore, amen, God has put something on the inside of us, amen, that he wants us to, glory to God, to keep the fire burning. My God, I give you the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. And the last thing we need is another church. So it's okay to have programs, praise God, hallelujah, and it's okay to do those things, but we need the fire of the Holy Ghost to come in glory and in power to give them a passion for spiritual things so they become a people, amen, to pray, amen, and who believe in God, to remember him and do his will, amen. It's not about us, amen, praise God. What you going through now today is not even about you, praise God, hallelujah. When you get to the altar, praise God, you can find out that whatever you have been through, whatever you've been going through, praise God, it is not about you. I was always told, this is not, your walk is not about you. And the thing about it, y'all, I wanted to say, well, Lord, if that's not about me, then when I see them, I'm going to slap, because I just went through some stuff, praise God, hallelujah. And that's my joke with God, and I don't say that to tell you, praise God, hallelujah, to go slap nobody, because somebody say, I'm going to slap you, praise God, hallelujah. We got to be careful as ministers and what we say, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. But this is real, y'all, praise God. God put a fire in us. He said, I'll make my ministers a flame of fire, praise God, hallelujah. He already set us ablaze, amen, praise God. He said, for the reckoning of the suffering that you have been through, amen, is not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in you, praise God. While you at the altar, God is putting more glory on you. While you at the altar praying, God is moving in your family. While you at the altar praying, praise God, God is giving you spiritual grace. So while you are at the altar, praise God, finances being released and direction is being given to you. We got to get back to the altar. And people are saying, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, that we don't need to do all that. But let me tell you something. We need to pray more, praise God, today, praise God, than we ever prayed before. Amen. Hallelujah. Can you get to the altar? Can you keep the fire burning, praise God? God says, set it off. Set your house ablaze. Amen. Don't put it on fire naturally. Put it on fire through prayer. Amen. Praise God. You'll get every demon out your house. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. And notice that, praise God, when you begin to give God the praise, when you start singing praises to God, when you start moving in the spirit of God, praise God, the enemy get mad and pray. Sometimes might want to slam the door, praise God, because the altar is burning. You are getting them demons up and running, praise God. Them demons got to go, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, get your altar back. Get your altar back. Erect your altar again, saith the Lord thy God. We need the altar, y'all. We need the altar. You let me just say something, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Isaiah 58:12, he said, and they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shall raise up the foundations, come on somebody, the foundations of many generations, and thou shall be called the repairer of the breach, amen, praise God, the restorer of the past to dwell in. Who are we restoring, praise God? I'm not talking about going to somebody that's already saved. I'm talking about going into the breaches, amen, praise God, where those ones that's dying don't have no hope, don't know where they're going, don't know their next meal coming from, praise God. Let God put the fire in you so when you go back, praise God, you won't get turned around and get in the midst with them, praise God, but you will bring them out with the fire of God, the Holy Spirit of God. Get your altar back. Somebody say, get your altar back. The altar, the altar, the altar. That's all I knew, praise God. Hallelujah. When I started church, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. All I did, praise God, when they walked through that door, they did not get no instrument. They did not do any of those things, praise God. They knew to go to the altar. And when you go to the altar, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, everything that we literally prayed about, God answered before we got out the door. Let me tell you something. When you mean business with God, God will mean business with you, praise God. When you take care of God's business, God will take care of your business. That child that you're trying to get healed and delivered, praise God, is coming out right now. And I don't know who I'm talking to. Holy Ghost, I thank you. Oh, my sequoia, you need to pray like you never prayed before, praise God, and mean business when you get on that altar, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, don't you let go until God say so, praise God. When God deliver, God deliver. They don't go back no more. There's a deliverance that take place, praise God. It's in your mouth. It's in your altar, praise God. Yes, God, I thank you for that right now, God. I don't know who I'm talking to, praise God, but somebody needs God right now. Somebody needs a miracle. Somebody needs a touch. Somebody needs a fan of flame again, praise God, because you done been through some things. You've been hurt before, praise God. You've been depressed before, praise God. So God wants to do something different on the inside. He wants that fire to burn again. The altar, the altar, the altar. Make your sacrifice unto God. And and God shall deliver, saith the Lord thy God. I know I hear God, y'all. Yes, Holy Spirit. We thank God. God say, set it off, y'all. Now, you know God. You know that I remember the movie talking about set it off, but God ain't talking about that, praise God. He ain't talking about robbing nobody. He said, set it off, praise God. Set it off in your prayer life. Glory to God. Glory to God. Get a direct connect with God, and I bet you God will just do a miraculous miracle in your life. That healing that you're looking for, stop doubting that healing and let God heal you, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. That one, praise God, that you've been praying about day and night, praise God, without even them knowing, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. I can't help. That's a prophet on the inside. Yes, Holy Ghost. God said, keep praying. Keep believing me. Keep trusting me. And watch me move, saith the Lord thy God. Yes, Holy Spirit. There's a revival taking place in our lives. God say, set it off. Set it off, y'all. Glory to God. Put another log on the fire for oppression. Put another log on the fire, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, for depression. Put another log on the fire for fear, fear of doing what God calls you to do, fear of stepping out. Put a log on the fire, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. Oh, that disappointment that you've been through, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost. God said put a log on the fire, praise God. The lack of commitment, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. Yes, God, put a log on the fire, save the Lord thy God. Any dishonesty that's on the inside of you, praise God, put another log on the fire and watch God burn it up, praise God. Put the deception on the altar, the addiction on the altar. And everybody talk about one addiction, but there's many addictions, praise God. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit, put a log on the fire, saith the Lord God. The lust, the low self-esteem, the anger. Oh, come on, somebody, the haughty spirit, that revenge that you want to get over. Ah, that rebellion, praise God. Put another log on the fire, saith the Lord. And I guarantee you, God will take care of what's going on the inside of you, praise God. Oh, Holy Ghost, I thank you right now, God. And somebody needs to put a log on the fire for the spirit of jealousy. Put it on the altar. Put it on the altar, saith the Lord thy God. And set it off today, praise God. Set it off with your prayer life. Saith the Lord thy God. I thank God for fanning the flame today, praise God. I thank God for the blazing altar today. I thank God for great awakening today, praise God. He's waking us up out of our sleep. Somebody say he's waking us up out of our sleep. There's a wind of change that's taking place in our lives. Ain't no bullshit. I guarantee you, after these 3 days of fire, you will never be the same again, saith the Lord thy God. The fire shall burn. It shall burn. It shall burn. And the oil shall set upon thy head, saith the Lord thy God. You shall move into things of me. He said, all you got to do, invite me into your life the way I want to get into your life. And watch me move, saith the Lord thy God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Fire shall keep burning on the altar continually. It shall not go out. So if the flame is dying, get to the altar. You say, where? Yes, Holy Spirit. Your prayer closet. Set yourself up. I know, glory to God, that some of us cannot go to the church. But wherever you can make a space, if you got to go into the closet, oh, Holy Ghost, I thank you. That is your prayer place. Amen. Make it the place that you meet God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. When you set yourself up and set yourself apart, amen. Come on, Venerable Shanda. Don't take the phone in a prayer place. I hear the Lord say, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's nothing but distraction, saith God. Oh, come on, somebody. I give you glory. Yes, Holy Spirit. I thank you, Jesus. Come on and give God some glory, y'all. Come on and give God some glory. My God, I give you the glory today. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. I bless and praise God for you, you, and you today. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I want to bring them 2 men of God back on. I want them to say a couple things before I close out this session today, praise God. I think I can bring Bishop back today, amen, just to have a last word, because we're closing out today, praise God, and we're closing out with fire, 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 fire. Set it off, y'all. I think it's Bishop's number. Let me hit it. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Praise the Lord.
All right, Bishop.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Come on, Bishop.
I am enjoying the word. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. When you talked about the Hebrew boys, I was thinking about the Hebrew boys when you talked about the fire and altar. And I thought about last night, and I said, to God be the glory. You know, God turned the fiery furnace into a blazing altar. And I just wanted to add that. Hallelujah.
That's
he
all right.
He turned the fiery furnace into a blazing altar.
Oh, that's all
Hallelujah.
Right.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Bishop.
Yes, God bless you, woman of God. I really enjoyed the word tonight.
Amen. I bless God for you. I know I'm putting y'all on a blast, and I'm saying you probably can't even talk right now, but I'm going to hit the number. Amen. Praise God. So
amen.
I thank you.
Amen.
Praise God for you. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
I bless
God
for you coming on.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah. I went to the dentist today and had to get the gauze out of my mouth, but to God be the glory. Thank God that he allowed me to come on and to hear such a powerful word, Apostle. I really thank God for
amen.
You.
Amen. And we'll get you back because I know that when you go to dentist. Amen. Praise God. So bless God. I bless
amen.
God for you. Amen.
Amen.
Right.
God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. I'm going to get Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil on here now. Amen.
Ah, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
All right, Pastor. Praise. Keeping it real, Magnus. You got any words for us before I hang up with
Hallelujah. I don't want to start this, but you put something in me when you was talking about the set it off thing and how the movie said what they was going around robbing. It's the same way that the enemy go around robbing us of our mindset. It goes around robbing us of our anointing, and how the enemy goes around and robbing us from the things, the gifts, and the precious jewels that God has given us. And we got to be the ones to set it off and start robbing the people of their sins. And how we do that is teach them the word of God.
All right. Amen. Well, thank you, Pastor. I bless God for you. That's good. Amen. Praise God.
Hello, Bishop.
I wanted to get y'all two on here. Hey, Bishop. Amen. God bless you.
God bless, love.
Amen. Praise God. We thank and praise God on today. Praise God. We're going to set it off. We're going to set our altar off. Amen. Praise God. And we're going to continue in prayer because let me just say something. Amen. A lot of times we go to the altar and we done did this so long that it just become repetitious to us. But never, every time that you go to, I'm talking to somebody. Every time that you go to the altar, make sure that you probably think it as being your first time going to talk to God one-on-one. Amen. Praise God. And watch your prayer life begin to set things on fire. Amen. Praise God. So I thank God for all of you that came on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. I was blessed by this whole revival. Amen. And we got some more things coming up. Amen. I have to get these men of God to come back. Amen. To do. Amen. And speak the word of the Lord, because that's what we need now. We don't need a sugar-coated word. We need a word that's going to bring life to us, that's going to bless us. Amen. And carry us into new dimensions. There is a move of God, and we have to get in to the move of God. Amen. Praise God. So the great awakening. Thank God for the great awakening. Thank God for you letting me enter your home tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. God wants us. He wants us free, y'all. He wants us free. And that's why we're going to get a fresh encounter with God. Amen. The fresh encounter. Don't be casual with your prayer. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And one thing I want to tell you, praise God, in this walk, hear me in the Holy Ghost. In this walk, you are not alone. Oh, come on, somebody. If you need someone to handle or hold on to your shoulder, there is always somebody that God will send you personally to get you to your new dimension. So I speak in the name of Jesus that you're going to reach that new dimension in the Holy Ghost, that you're going to keep that altar, praise God, like it's something precious. Amen. Praise God. I remember making my own altar. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. And putting everything nice around my altar in my basement. I went to church one time. The woman of God called me out. She said, listen, let me tell you how God is. She said to me, she said, God said to tell you thank you for making that altar for me. Everywhere that you at, you can make your own altar, and God will be satisfied with what you have done. It don't have to be, it's a place where you meet God. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. I know I can go a little longer, but I'm going to pray, y'all. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm going to pray, and I'm going to let y'all go. Amen. Thank you all for coming on. Let me pray. And when I always end, I end with a song. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I want you to be blessed. Amen. Praise God. And if you need me, praise God, you can reach me at 302-883-9799. And don't forget, if you are in Virginia, Bishop Thurman A. Butler, amen, Undisputed Truth Ministry, praise God, is a blessing. He raised me up, praise God. He was the one that raised me, amen. So I know that he's pushing you to where you need to be. So we thank God, amen, for Bishop. We thank God for Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil, amen. And let me pray, praise God, my awesome husband, amen. Let me pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I come and I bless your holy name, Father. I give you glory, I give you glory, I give you glory, I give you glory, Jesus. Father, I pray for them right now, God, each and every one under the sound of my voice, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I pray, yes, Holy Ghost, for a double dose, a double portion, I hear you, God, of your anointing, God, that the fire of God will not burn out, but it will set somebody else on fire in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, do a new thing in our lives, God. Breathe on us a fresh new anointing, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let the wind of change begin to change in our lives, oh, God. And I thank you for it right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, God, as we begin to end this portion of this service, Lord God, I pray, God, that they will be the head and not the tail, the lender and not the borrower, above and not beneath, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, that you would give them land that they never tilled, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let them call, let them call, let them call, that God has moved on their behalf, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare by the power and the authority that God has given me from heaven as a prophet of God. God said, you said, if I decree a thing, it shall be established, and a light shall shine up in his way. So I decree right now a blessing on each and every speaker, on each and every one that hears the sound of my voice today, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you, I praise you, I glorify you, and I lift you up. In Jesus' name I pray with thanksgiving in my heart, and my soul says amen, praise God. Get ready, church, get ready. You are getting ready to get on fire for the Lord. If you want to praise God, join Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil on Friday night, praise God, hallelujah, for Fresh Fire Friday. Be blessed, everybody, and remember, say goodbye to everything that messes up in your life. Say bye-bye. This is my favorite song. God bless you all.
Come on, everybody, get your feet heavy. Let's go. Come on. Where my islanders? Can some of y'all run down here to the front real quick? I got to know who's in the field of where my islanders. I need y'all to run down here. Come on, let me see you. I'm
to stop in my trouble.